Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Lots of Twitter action today on the show. No?
Well, there's always lots of Twitter action. Some are questions, some are just statements for the good of the order type thing. You have to log in and find out. You can follow Steve at Steve Jones PSU.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You should try it.
hot dogs good.
I did not ever tweet hot dogs good.
Well, last week I was going to do that, and that's what I was going to put. Hot dogs good.
I would have fallen off the floor when my phone went off with a Twitter message from you, let alone hot dogs good.
Sure.
I would have fallen off the floor.
Come on, man.
Or fallen on the floor.
That's all right. Hey, all right. It's final 50 minutes of the week, and you're rid of me for the weekend.
Oh, sorry. That was put, my mic was on. Sorry.
That was just cold. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Someone did ask whether Bill O'Brien was going to do the blue-white game with us. No. He's going to be coaching. So I'm not going to do any radio. What are you talking about? So it'll be Jack and me. We could put you on the sidelines.
I love that idea.
Yeah. No, out of the press box and away from us.
I don't care. I'll take that sideline job. You know what? The mic doesn't even have to be active. I'll still do that. Oh, you were actually planning for the mic not to be active. What am I thinking?
No, we weren't going to give you one. So far, Penn State 78.5, Cornell 60, Iowa 58.5, Minnesota 56. It's a rout. Right? So it's a rout. They're coasting home, my man. Now it's how many individual champions they can have. That's a huge lead. Ooh, Iron Eagle working today. Good. Happy to see it. Our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. What I'd like to ask the fans, do you like the four network approach? Between True TV, TNT, TBS, and CBS, where you can pick the game you want. Do you like that? Or is it too hard to follow where they are?
Are you asking me, or is that just a question in general?
Well, I would like the fans to answer, but okay. If you would like to jump in and jumpstart their response, well, that would be wonderful.
I would be happy to do that. I ain't mixed about it. I like it and I don't like it. I like it because you can watch whatever game you want. I don't like it because I have trouble finding where the game is. Because they're just with four channels, and of course, they're all over the place. Remember in the 80s when this was first tried with the Olympics? NBC yes. Had the red, white, and blue networks.
The Olympic triple cast.
Yes.
I had it.
Did you?
I had it.
You were one of the few in the country that were able to have it, let alone have it.
Well, I had it because it was a promotion.
I got you. All right. So in other words, it was free. You had to give up no paper to do it. I got you.
I mean, I peeled nothing.
See, that's what started it. And I liked it. I like the idea. Now, obviously, not many people paid for it. And since then, NBC has gone to the run it on every network we have, including Bravo, for the Olympics. The problem is, I don't think CBS and TNT have done as good of a job telling you where you can find it. I think NBC has done a better job with their website telling you where you can find it, what games are on, what time, when's the airtime, and where you can find it customized to your cable system, satellite provider, whatever. NBC's gotten it. I don't think the NCAA has caught up on that part of it yet.
The Olympics are easy. They can tell you today what's going to be on.
Well, yeah, I get that, but I'm saying it's where I can find it is the hard. Like, I know Bravo is going to have all the game, all of the, and I'm that may not be this way this year, but I know Bravo in the Winter Olympics is going to have all of the unusual sports that most of the times aren't going to get any coverage, like curling. I know I'm going to get all that on Bravo. I know I'm going to get all the hockey games on USA. And probably now on NBC Sports. I know I'm going to get the general coverage on the network. That's where I think TBS and CBS have missed out. Why don't we have, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it works this way. Not every network is doing one region. Is that correct?
Well, they can't right now because they're in the pods. That's the difference.
Right, but is it just the Midwest on True TV? Is it just the West bracket on CBS?
No.
See, that's what I'd like to see.
They have to, because of the pod system, you have two brackets playing at one area. It used to be, for example, when Penn State was in the tournament in 2001, we knew we were in the South region. And, you know, everybody was there at the same spot together. We were all together in New Orleans. Providence, Princeton, North Carolina, Texas, Western Kentucky, Temple, Florida. Those were the schools that played there. All those schools came out of there and went to Atlanta for the Final Four, for the next part. Meanwhile, up in Memphis, it was Michigan State, Gonzaga, whatever. You know, those are the two that emerged out of Memphis to go to Atlanta. Penn State and Temple were the two that emerged out of New Orleans that went to Atlanta. Under this system, that's not how it works. Last year when Penn State was in Tucson, Penn State was part of the West region. So opposite them was Northern Colorado, San Diego State. Meanwhile, the South region had Wisconsin, Kansas State, Belmont, and I can't remember the eighth school. So you had two regions playing in the same spot. But they keep the same network there because it's easier for them to work it that way.
Well, but what I'm saying is, can we work it out somehow with the NCAA that I know that all the West games are going to be on CBS, all the Midwest brackets going to be on True TV? That's what I'm saying. That makes it easier for me to follow, and I think I would like this. You know, I like the idea of having whatever game I want, but I don't like the fact that I don't know exactly where I can find them and what channels they're on.
Well, because of the pod system, they're trying to make it so fans can get there. They want people in the seats. That's why you have two different regions at one first-round site. Once you get to the Sweet 16, it is exactly the way you say it is. And you have to remember that these assignments are made Sunday night. They only have a few days to organize. I can tell you right now in the Olympics what it's going to be. I mean, we all know in the, I mean, the Olympics are all structured. I mean, we already know right. What time everything's going to be, when every event's going to be, right. And so forth. You may not know which two teams will play for the volleyball championship, but you know that the volleyball championship is going to be held on this day at this time, and it's going to be on this network. In the NCAA, it's okay. You only have a 72-hour window to get everybody there. In fact, you have to get your announce crews on site for the Thursday games by Tuesday night so they can be at the open shoot-around on Wednesday and do all the interviews that they need, those conversations that happen during those shoot-arounds. Talk to the coach, talk to the players. That's where it happens in those shoot-arounds. It's just harder to do because of the structure of the announcement of the tournament, followed by having to play so quickly.
Yeah, I think that's my only issue. I like having all the games, though, without having to worry about it. And I have to admit, I do like the new mobile feature, too, for $3.99. I have used that. I like that idea a lot. I think it opens up I think it makes business owners and managers a little nervous, but I think it's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's fine. I like just being able to find whatever game I want, whenever I want.
Right. Like I said, my only problem is just trying to find the game and what channel it's actually on. And then, of course, trying to find the channel on whatever system you're using. That's a little bit of a challenge.
There are only four channels.
Yes, but there are like 400.
Four.
To search
four
through.
Channels.
All right. What channel, for you, what channel is True TV?
841.
Now, did you know that 3 days ago?
Yeah.
No. You did not.
Sure I did.
You did not. You even said you never watched True TV.
That doesn't mean I don't know what channel it's on. I can tell you, Style is 827.
What about TBS?
826.
See, you could be wrong and I wouldn't know. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I can tell you, it's 826. And on basic here, it's 24.
All right.
TNT is 39 on basic, and it's 825 on HD.
There's our poll question.
FX is 824 on mine. I mean, I can tell you where everything is.
It's like having a conversation with a Rain Man. Holy cow. You remember every number.
Universal's 822. USA's 823. Bravo's 832. E's 833. Hallmark's 830. ESPN's 850. Two is 51. News is 52.
I know three channels.
53 is ESPNU. 54 is CBS. 55 is Big Ten Network. 56
You're reading this off your
Comcast.
Card.
No, I'm not. I'm just sitting here. 56, all right. Okay. 57 is Speed, 58 is NHL Network, 59 is MLB, 60 is NFL Network, 61 is Red Zone, 62 is Tennis Network.
Okay, you win.
63 is,
no mas.
Is NBA Network.
I give. All right.
Now let's get to the channels that you like. Lifetime Movie Network's $8.95. They're having a Cheryl Ladd marathon tonight just for you.
Oh, sweet.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
My DVR is going to be programmed all weekend now, boy.
No surprise to this veteran campaigner. Let's hear from you. I'm desperate to talk to somebody who knows something. Our number is
1-800-795-9565.
Yeah, but I'm trying to set up calls. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Back with your calls. And in fact, if you want to talk to Kevin, you can talk to Kevin.
No, don't try and make up now. It's too late.
No, that's fine. I'll sit back and listen to them talk to you.
All right. Give me the number again.
1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Remember, in our area, 895 Lifetime Movie Network. That is Kevin Herr's channel of choice.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. And if you want to save big at the gas pump, Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the miles per gallon your wallet is looking for. If you trade your current vehicle that gets 22 miles per gallon on a brand new Hyundai Veloster, you'll save $1,647 per year or $8,236 over 5 years. If you're looking for an all-wheel drive to trade in on, a brand new Hyundai Tucson will save you $3,929 over 5 years. Every Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll get an additional set of tires. So what are you waiting for? Trade in your current vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai with the possibility of saving thousands over the next 5 years. Go to sunburymotors.com. Hover over new. Click on calculate fuel savings and fill in the rest. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And at sunburymotors.com.
I am an engineer.
Web designer.
A systems analyst.
A network security specialist.
I am technical support.
A PC technician.
Customer service.
We are working together
to bring you better,
faster, and more reliable data connections.
Engineering the next generation of smart technology.
In your community.
We're connecting homes,
businesses,
and beyond.
We are.
We are.
Pentella Data.
Have you used an ATM or debit card today? Visited your local grocery store? Did you discuss lab or x-ray results with your doctor? If so, you probably used Pentella Data's lightning fast network with intelligent routing. It brings convenience and unmatched reliability to our lives every day. For internet, data, managed services, and security needs, we make it happen.
We are
Pentella Data.
Pentella Data.
Front Street Station in Northumberland invites you to have a shamrock of a good time with their St. Patrick's Day weekend parties. On Friday, March 16th, behold the luck of the Irish with live entertainment from Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band. At Front Street Station, you can enjoy the deluxe Irish buffet and the band for only $15 per person. If you just want to party with the band, it's only a $5 cover. Buffet starts at 5:30, entertainment starts at 6. Then come back to Front Street Station in Northumberland on Saturday, March 17th to see Jamie O'Brien rock out the Irish tunes in the main dining room and take advantage of Front Street Station's traditional Irish dinner special, plus regular dinner menu. This year, celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way with not one, but 2 days at Front Street Station in Northumberland. For reserved seating, call Front Street Station at 473-3626. St. Patrick's Day weekend parties with Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band Friday, March 16th, and then Jamie O'Brien playing more Irish music on Saturday, March 17th at Front Street Station, number 2 Front Street in Northumberland, a railroad eatery.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mentioned earlier in the show something that at least it touched on yesterday, that Trey Lewis is joining Matt Glover on the transfer trail for Penn State. He's transferring out of the program, given his release by head coach Patrick Chambers. He had his exit interview earlier today. So he will transfer out of the program. And Penn State with five wrestlers. So it's Trey Lewis and now Matt Glover. And, of course, we know Peter Alexis is not coming back. And five Nittany Lion wrestlers earning All-America status today, guaranteed it, and will move on to the NCAA Wrestling Semifinals. Nico Megalutis, Frank Molinaro, David Taylor, Ed Ruth, and the defending national champion at 184, Quentin Wright. He went 5-2 today in the quarters. And on SteveJonesShow.com, we have the local results posted. So we'll put that on there for you as well. Bucknell plays this weekend. They play Reno second-round NIT for the right to go to the NIT's version of the Elite Eight. The right to go to the NIT quarterfinals on the line for Bucknell when they play the University of Nevada. So we're looking forward to that.
Let's see. Airtime is 2:30 on Eagle 107.
2:30? Eagle 107.
There you go. Well done.
Well done. Dick Girardi, by the way, wide margin leading our poll top analyst.
I was going to ask you how that was going.
Well, you can check it yourself. But he's up over 70%. So, my broadcast partner registers well in the area. I like that. St. Bonaventure by 4 over Florida State, 44-40, 15 minutes to go in the game. Mark Schmidt's team getting it done, winning by 4 over Florida State. I have Florida State in the Final Four. This, to my bracket, would do incredible damage beyond words. But Bonnie's out playing them. For the Bonnies, I'm going back now into the 80s, would always bring their pep band with them to Rec Hall. And not only would they bring a pep band, they had a singer. They had a guy who sang. And he was terrific, big guy. I'm going to tell you a quick story about St. Bonaventure. One of their top players is from Canada, right? And, I'm going back into the 80s. And this goes back to the, I want to relate the story. I was talking about Dick Harter the other day. And Dick Harter made a comment about Raleigh Massimino saying that, that when they beat them, they crushed the daylights out of them at MacArthur Court with Ron Lee and Greg Ballard. And he left those guys in almost the entire game until like 10 seconds to go. And and he said he was driving home that night and he kept picturing Raleigh's face and he was laughing so hard that he pulled off the side of the road because he was afraid he was going to get into an accident. And Frank Tolson printed the story. So everybody shows up at the Cat House, you know, which is now the Jake Niven Pavilion. It's not the ski lodge where they play. It's the on-campus facility. All right. And all these signs are hanging everywhere. And this was the time, Kevin, you may not remember this, but the Canadian embassy during the 444-day hostage crisis, six Americans were smuggled out by the Canadian embassy. And it happened that week. So we're there for the broadcast. And yeah, they play the Star Spangled Banner. Well, then they start playing something else. And the guy I'm working with is this engineer in the background. They're playing the Villanova Alma Mater. They're playing O Canada. So now we go to St. Bonaventure. And it was senior night. It was the last regular season game. Senior night. And I'm on the air. And I says, and tonight, before the game, I said they're going to play not only the Star-Spangled Banner, but in honor of seniors Barry Munger and Rob Samuels, who are from Kitchener and from Ottawa, they're going to be playing O Canada, known to some people in our broadcast booth as the Villanova Alma Mater. That was greeted with a word I can't use.
I'm sure.
And a stare. I was young.
Hey, you know, before we wrap up this segment, there's one thing I did not update you on The Wire.
No, Peyton Manning enjoy his lunch?
No. No, Peyton Manning did not have an Aquafina. It was just a generic water. No.
Well done.
Retired Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte says he wants to come back to pitch. Signed a $2.5 million one-year minor league deal.
What? A $2.5 million? With who?
With the Yankees.
With the Yankees?
Yes. In a deal seemingly that came out of nowhere, Pettitte signed a $2.5 million one-year minor league deal with a hope and expectation he'll pitch in the Yankees rotation by some point early this season.
Well, I'll tell you where he won't be pitching. He won't be pitching at PNC Park in Lackawanna County. They have to play all 144 games on the road because of renovation this year.
Yeah.
Final half hour of the Steve Jones Show is coming up. Farron at the bottom of the hour with the news here on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That would be me, Kevin Hurry in tow. Keep you a close eye on NFL free agency. Kevin's bracket blew up in one night. Now we're back to the NFL.
It hasn't blown up. It's smoking a little bit. It's smoldering a bit. Hasn't quite blown up yet.
St. Bonaventure leads Fresno State 48-42. with 11-11 to go in the game. And Florida State has the ball, but struggling in one of the worst possessions I've seen in a long time, and they deservedly turned the ball over. That is what we have. Let's get you up to date on the rest of the scoreboard in the NCAAs. Looks like this, 48-42 now, St. Bonaventure leads with 10:41 to go in the game over Florida State. Georgetown with a 40-29 lead over Belmont with 16.5 to play there. North Carolina leads Vermont 11-9. John Henson is not playing today. Everything else is final this afternoon. It is Cincinnati beating Texas 65-59. NC State beats San Diego State 79-65. Creighton held on, beat Alabama 58-57. And Florida beat Virginia with relative ease 71-45. The last afternoon game will have Norfolk State against Missouri with a scheduled 4:40 start for that one. Tonight, it is St. Louis against Memphis in a 9-8. Lehigh against Duke, that's at 7:15. 7:20, Ohio University against Michigan in the battle of the three-point shots. Purdue will be in action against St. Mary's at 7:27. Then the 9 o'clock hour games at 9:20 will be Long Island against Michigan State. Penn State split against those two this year, beating LIU and losing at Michigan State. Xavier will play Notre Dame at 9:45. 9:50, it's Temple against South Florida. Detroit against Kansas at 9:57. NCAA Wrestling Championships, Penn State in charge, 78.5. Cornell, 60. Iowa, 58.5. Minnesota at 56. Five Nittany Lions have worked their way to the semifinals. They have already clinched being All-Americans. They've already clinched it by being semifinalists, getting the job done. And that would include Nico Michalutis, Frank Molinaro, David Taylor, Ed Ruth, and Quentin Wright. Penn State went 5-2 in the quarterfinals today. So there you are. You're up to date on everything.
Breaking news on the Manning Watch. Are you ready? Miami not interested, according to NFL.com.
That's because Miami was eliminated earlier. He already told him he wasn't going there. he told him that this morning.
The Cardinals were told that they have joined the Dolphins as teams that are no longer being considered as well.
The who? I'm sorry, say that again.
The Cards.
Okay.
It wasn't in the Cards.
Right.
Oh, come on. I was just laying out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now it's the Broncos, Titans, and 49ers.
We think the 49ers.
Correct. Although NFL.com is confirming that he did work out on Wednesday in the Carolinas, actually.
Yeah, at Duke.
Yeah.
At Duke. David Cutcliffe's the one who's been telling everybody he's been working out great. The Duke head coach. And his quarterback coach when he was at Tennessee.
Drew Stanton has signed with the Jets, obviously to be the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly in Detroit.
Right. Miami, by the way, must feel pretty good about the possibility of signing Matt Flynn, too.
Well, Miami, Cleveland, and Seattle are still in the running for that, although the Browns say they haven't pursued him. And like we said the other day, reports that he was getting an offer as a free agent quarterback are not true. Okay. Eddie Royal from Denver, now in San Diego as a wide receiver.
Very good. Michael Robinson re-signing with the Seattle Seahawks. And Levi Brown is re-signed with the Arizona Cardinals. And Dan Connor with the Cowboys.
Rock Cartwright moving from Oakland to San Francisco. So he won't have to move anything other than just his locker.
Well done.
Chad Henne is now a Jacksonville Jaguar, agreed to a 2-year deal.
Well, that changes everything in that division. All right, our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1 800-795-9565.
Oh, Derek Anderson signed to re-signed with the Carolina Panthers. There's the difference maker.
Amazing. So this is the player movement we talk about today. Derek Anderson, a name I never thought would come up on this show.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the 49ers that I thought had made the most moves. I mean, they made all those moves right out of the gate, including Garcon, Morgan, then went and made the big trade. They're obviously all set for offense. Now, would you would imagine now they're going to draft on the other side of the ball.
You would think, although their defense is pretty good.
By the way, did you say Michael Robinson did sign with the 49ers?
No, he signed with the Seahawks.
Or, I'm sorry, I meant to say the Seahawks. I said the 49ers. Okay. NFL.com just didn't update that yet. They said that he had mentioned it on Twitter.
Okay.
But the deal hadn't been official yet, according to the team.
Oh, I'm sure.
So there you go. There's news you would have not gotten anywhere else.
I see.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, we're done.
There you go. I feel good now. We got a chance to talk a little football.
Well, we're going to get a chance to talk a lot of football. Spring practice for the Nittany Lions is going to begin a week from Monday, the 26th. I think the schedules go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. You have to get 15. You have 15 practices. You can do it in, I think, no more than 30 days. And that 15th practice will be the blue-white game. So there'll be 14 other practices where they get a lot of work done.
The Big Ten Network, are they going to do the around the Big Ten games again? Didn't they do that last year?
Right. I think the blue-white games are going to be a tape delay.
Now, are they going to use your audio for that?
No.
Why not?
Because they can't work out an agreement with Learfield. That's why.
Oh.
It's that's at a much higher level than...
I didn't think about that.
Right, and that's the reason they can't. I was asked by the Big Ten Network to do the blue-white game on television. I had to turn it down because I told them that we were doing it on radio. So,
and we'll have that game here on WKOK as well.
Right. So that's the reason why I'm doing two baseball games on the Big Ten Network.
Did you say or did I read that they broke ground on the hockey arena yet?
Oh, broke ground? The blasting zone.
Well, I was going to say, the story I heard was that they didn't break ground, they blew it up.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, they're going to have an official groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, April 20th. All right? So they're going to have that. But, I mean, there are trucks rolling out of there every day with dirt. And they've been blasting rock and everything like that. That area is completely different than you can imagine from the last time you were there. How about that? So they'll have an official groundbreaking on Friday, April 20th for it. Joe Bautista will be there. Guy Gadowski will be there. Terry Pegula will be there.
What's the response been like from Penn State fans in general with the emergence of hockey?
They're going to love it. They're going to do it very, very well with that. First of all, there's going to be a combination of having Division I hockey with Big Ten hockey in a new arena. So Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State now have a hockey conference. Now, idealistically, they'd love to get two more. I know Indiana's seriously considering it. Illinois might consider it.
Right. I'm thinking of hockey in Nebraska.
Well, Nebraska has hockey.
Do they really? I did not know that.
They have club hockey.
Oh, club hockey. Okay.
Omaha. In Omaha, they have club hockey. They have minor league hockey in Omaha.
No, I was thinking, I was going to say, I didn't think they had hockey. I'm surprised they have club hockey, to be honest.
Yeah, don't want to be old club hockey.
It's just not a hotbed of hockey in my mind.
Right. Well, and so that combination will make it very, very popular, right? No question about it. The combination I just talked about. Now, eventually, It'll be popular, but they're going to have to win. And you have to remember that Guy Gadowski, I think, is an outstanding choice to be the head coach of this team. Outstanding choice. And he will do well, but he also is going to need some time. The reason being is that he is going up against established programs. Michigan is established. Minnesota is in the, I believe Minnesota is in the Frozen Four this year. Their goalie's outstanding. Well, I mean, Minnesota's at a level. Wisconsin's at a level. Michigan State's at a level. Michigan's at a level. Ohio State, they're all at a level right now. Penn State's an expansion team. And that you have to remember, that's what they are. Penn State is an expansion team in all of this. So I think he'll build it up quickly. I think he'll be competitive quickly. Now, in terms of the ability to get to a Big Ten championship, it'll take a little while, but he'll get there. Because he knows where he wants to go with all this thing, all of this. And that's one of the most important things any coach can have. Okay? You have to be organized, right? That's usually one of the great failings between somebody who's a good assistant coach and not a great head coach. Not organized enough. Guy Gadowski's organized. He understands where to recruit. He also knows exactly where he wants to take the program, and more importantly, he also knows how to do it and how to get there. And that is the important part right there. And he'll do it. So the arena is going to be terrific. Now, what it does for attendance, for example, with basketball, what it does for attendance with women's basketball, I don't know. We'll have to see, because there's only so much the entertainment dollar can take. But Patrick Chambers has men's basketball moving in exactly the direction it needs to be in. Coquise Washington has their team in the NCAAs. And now Guy Gadowski is going to bring there. It's going to be a 6,600-seat arena. It's going to be gorgeous, and that's just the right size. And that arena is going to be in use, I think, 360 out of 365 days a year between youth hockey, Penn State hockey, women's hockey. There's going to be two sheets of ice in there. They'll have a practice rink as well as a regular rink. So it's I think it's going to be a tremendous thing. We will get Guy Gadowski on the show.
And by the way, the selection show for hockey is Sunday at noon on ESPNU.
Sunday at noon?
Yes.
Good. Well, that will be tremendous. And one of the keys to that is going to be, you know, it's a one-and-done thing. So usually hot goaltending is going to be the key to that.
How many do they have in the tournament? Is it 30? Do they go with 32?
No, I don't think so.
I see regionals. Well, let's see. It's a regional semifinal, regional final, then the semifinals, and then the championship game. So it must be about 16 then.
Yeah, that would sound right. Yeah, that would be about right. It's a great sport. Love the sport. Grew up on hockey. I mean, I grew up on it.
I think the biggest problem that hockey had for at least up until the Hershey Bears and Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins drew a lot of interest around here, I think the big problem was it just had an image that there wasn't a lot of scoring, and a lot of that's changed now. There's, especially in the NHL, you see a lot higher scoring games, a lot more excitement, a lot more movement.
Right.
I just think for a long time it hadn't had that. There were a lot of 1-0 games, a lot of 2-0 ties. I think, you know what, I think the ending the tie made a big difference.
Well, actually, no. That ending the tie is one thing. I'll tell you what made the difference. What made the difference was when they eliminated the center red line and took away the two-line pass. The two-line pass, there were so many opportunities taken away by two-line pass offsides that it slowed the game down, and there were face-offs, and and that is what slowed everything down. When they made that one rule change, where you're allowed to pass across multiple lines, all right, in the neutral zone, that made all the difference in the world. all the difference in the world.
But nothing's more exciting in a hockey than a shootout, though.
Overtime. Overtime in hockey. When you're talking about sudden death overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where every single play, to me, of all the overtimes, that is the overtime. Of all the overtimes, that's the overtime. Every single opportunity down the ice is a potential win or a potential loss. It's incredible. We'll wrap it up on WKOK after this.
This is Hollywood, where you can celebrate the luck of the Irish Saturday, March 17th at Hollywood on the Roof with $2 corned beef sandwiches and $2 draft beer from 5 to 8 p.m. Plus a live performance with Smooth Like Clyde starting at 8 p.m. Playing all your favorites from the 60s through today, including authentic Celtic songs in honor of St. Patrick's Day. It's all at Hollywood, where the stage is set and the whole cast is here. From the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor. From the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars. Here, you've got the lead role, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bedliner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200 with up to 31 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Hi, this is Duska Rischel with the Bowen Agency Realtors in Lewisburg. My full-time real estate career has awarded me with loyal clients throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley. And with interest rates still at record levels, there has never been a better opportunity to be participating in today's market. Whether it's your first or forever home, let me make your dreams a reality.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
And our next number is B8.
Bingo! Bingo! I win! I can't believe it! Hello, Vera Bradley!
Like Vera Bradley? Then you'll love to play Vera Bradley Bingo at the Southside Fire Company in Riverside. It's Sunday, March 25th at 1 p.m. Doors open at noon. Tickets are just $20 for 20 games. Get yours in advance at the fire company or at the door. Get your game face on and get going to Vera Bradley Bingo, March 25th at the Southside Fire Company, 200 Avenue D in Riverside. Online at southsidefirecompany.com.
Final segment of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK. Florida State has resurrected itself, and now they lead St. Bonaventure 60-52 now. They just hit a slam dunk with 2:44 to go. So suddenly they're back in business.
Should I be worried about Georgetown Belmont? At 50-38, about 10 minutes to go.
About Belmont coming back in that one?
Yes.
I'd be worried about that because Georgetown, here, let me tell you something that happens in a situation like this.
Okay. Well, now it's a 10-point game, by the way.
But let me tell you something that happens in a situation like this. Is that sometimes there's so much talk about a certain matchup, and you know the players listen to all of this stuff. They listen to all of it. That sometimes they sit there and say, well, you know what? That's not going to happen. And I'll give you an example of that, Kevin.
Okay.
2001, Penn State went into the NCAA tournament as a 7 seed. and play Providence in the opening round. And the trendy pick, virtually everybody picked Providence to beat Penn State as a 10-7. And the Penn State players were ticked off by it. I mean, they got ticked off by it. And I remember telling Jerry Dunn said to me, we were walking down the hallway of the Superdome. He was all nervous. I said, what do you think? I said, look, I said, it'll be close for a while. I said, but you'll win the game by 10. He says, you'll think that we'll win the game by 10? I said, you'll win the game by 10. I said, don't worry about it. Penn State won the game 69-59. Because what happened was that the players, instead of saying, gee, North Carolina's next, were so ticked off about hearing over and over and over again that they were the upset victim of the opening round. And this may be the case with Georgetown.
Well, they're playing like they're angry.
And I'm saying, you're saying, is Belmont in trouble? Yes, they are. If Belmont were in front right now, even by two, okay, they'd be okay. But because they're down by a dozen against a team that is obviously motivated, then that makes the difference of what we're seeing.
But you're right. A lot of people have talked about how much Belmont was the sleeper pick in the tournament.
They won 14 in a row going in, Kev. That's why they are a trendy pick, because, look, they're used to success. That's what they've been doing. They've been winning games. Now, Florida State only has a three-point lead, by the way, with 87 seconds left, 60-57, but they have the ball when they come back. But that is what, you know, that's there's sometimes an opposite happens in this. Trendy pick Belmont. Everybody's into what Belmont's going to do. 114 in a row. Been a long time. Been to the tournament before. Been to the tournament. And are you all right?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the update with the Bonnies down 3 with a minute 27 to go now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with that. I just was shocked when I saw that score. Go ahead.
If I can't get you to listen, how am I going to get other people to listen? I just said that 45 seconds ago.
You understand? I'm on a 10-second. Well, all right. I'm on about a minute and a half delay from the scores you give.
Goodness. I just said it was 60-57 with 87 seconds left.
I know. I just turned to see the score tick up. And like I said, I'm about a minute behind on the scores. And that's when I commented. Sorry. I'll just sit here for the rest of the program.
Whew. Wow. Brutal. Patrick Chambers is going to have a press conference on Monday. We're sending Carissa Maxwell over for that.
Yes.
And she will take care of business there. We're also going to have Mark Brennan on next week from Fight On State. Ron Musselman as well. Many years with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He'll be on the show as well. So we have some things cooking for next week. Brian Tripp from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Monday. Talk about the Lady Lions. Should they get through, obviously, and win on Sunday night, we'll have him on from Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Well, it's been a fun week. I enjoyed it a lot. Had a great time with all of you. Hope you had a great time, too. For Kevin Herr, another long weekend coming up of agonizing over every game. On WKOK.
It's still 3 points.
Oh, my goodness. They're in a commercial.